Our guest today is Chantel Moore. She is an artist, an author, and a retired teacher that lives in Kincardine and is also the featured artist this month at the Victoria Street Gallery. Chantel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Chantel, you do you do different kinds of art, but one art that's really caught the attention of myself and of the Victoria Street Gallery is your pebble art. And pebble art, I guess you should probably explain what that is. You're making art, small art pieces using pebbles that you find on the beach.
Yeah, that's correct. So I scour the beaches of Lake Huron. I've walked the beaches all the way from Southampton down to Lambton Shores looking for great finds. I try to find thin pieces that will fit in my frames. And, I pick up a pebble, I see what it looks like, see what it wants to be, and create a picture out of it.
When you find these pebbles, I'm kind of curious about the process. Like, do you already have in your mind, I'm going to create a great image of a dog. So I'm going to need certain types of pebbles and certain shapes. There will have to be maybe a certain type of stone. Is that kind of the process, or do you just grab pebbles and then try to form them into whatever you think is going to be something beautiful?
You have just described both ways that I work. Sometimes I'm out there looking for a specific size and shape to fit what I've already started or an idea I have in mind. And other times I'm just walking along and I see something that looks interesting and I think, oh, okay, I have to try and make this.
Well, people can go and see some of the work for themselves at the Victoria Street Gallery. Some of the images I've seen, like you've made a Canadian flag out of pebbles. You make animals out of pebbles, different shapes out of pebbles, lighthouses. You were saying that the Scottish theme that you've created has been quite popular.
Yeah, absolutely. With this being a Scottish settlement and, the Scottish festival every year, there are a lot of people interested in Scottish themed artwork. So I have found, many people interested or asking me for specific pieces around that. I also work with driftwood. So like the lighthouse you mentioned is a driftwood piece, but there are also pebble lighthouses in my framed pebble art. I've made the Scottish lion. Mm-hmm. From the flag, which you might be familiar with. Those are the most popular, but then, there are some other pieces that people find interesting too. If you're a musician, I've got a guitarist sitting on a stool playing his guitar. There's a golfer. There are all kinds of different things. Inspiration comes from everywhere.
You said that you kind of exclusively sell just within Kincardine, because if you're going to be sending out your art, you want to make sure that it's going to get out to people in great condition. So you're not really shipping it out across the country. You're just selling it right here in town.
That's right. That's right. So it's kind of, as you would go somewhere for something unique to a certain town, this is unique to Kincardine.
We are going to post a link to your website. It's got a gallery on it so that folks can see all of the different work that you've already created. Is there anything else that we should know about Chantel, about what you do, about the art that you make, or about how to find you?
Well, you can find me at that website you just mentioned. So hopefully people will click on the link and have a look at it. There's an about page. Find out a little bit more about me. And I'm always trying new things. Like, I'm currently trying to teach myself to play the guitar. So who knows what I'll try next or what media I'll be using, but keep your eyes out and you'll see my name on something different other than pebbles and driftwood.
Chantel Moore, it has been so good to chat with you today to learn a bit more about pebble art and what you do. Again, we will share the links to everything on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Don't forget to go and see Chantel's work at the Victoria Street Gallery. She is the featured artist for this month, for the month of July, here in downtown Kincardine. Chantel, thank you again for chatting with us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.